Many strange legends are told of these jungles of India. But none so strange as the story of a small boy named Mowgli. It all began when the silence of the jungle was broken by an unfamiliar sound. It was a sound like one never heard before in this part of the jungle. It was a man cub. Had I known how deeply I was to be involved, I would have obeyed my first impulse and walked away. This man cub would have to have nourishment, and soon. It was many days' travel to the nearest man village, and without a mother's care, he would soon perish. And it occurred to me. A family of wolves I knew had been blessed with a litter of cubs. There'd be no problem with the mother, thanks to the maternal instinct, but I wasn't so sure about Rama, the father. 10 times the rains had come and gone. And I often stopped by to see how Mowgli the man cub was getting along. He was a favorite with all the young wolf cubs of the pack. No man cub was ever happier. And yet, I knew that someday he would have to go back to his own kind. And then, one night, the wolf pack elders met at Council Rock because Shere Khan, the tiger, had returned to their part of the jungle. This meeting was to change the man cub's entire future.
Shere Khan will surely kill the boy and all who try to protect him. Now, are we all in agreement as to what must be done?
Now it is my unpleasant duty to tell the boy's father.
Brother!
Come over here, please.
Yes, Akela.
The council has reached its decision. The man cub can no longer stay with the pack. He must leave at once.
Leave?
I'm sorry, Rama. There is no other way.
But the man cub is... Well, he's like my own son. Surely he's entitled to the protection of the pack.
But Rama, even the strength of the pack is no match for the tiger.
But the boy cannot survive alone in the jungle.
Akela, perhaps I can be of help.
You, Bagheera? How?
I know of a man village where he'll be safe. Mowgli and I have taken many walks into the jungle together, so I'm sure he'll go with me.
So be it. Now there's no time to lose. Good luck.
Bagheera, I'm getting a little sleepy. Shouldn't we start back home?
Mowgli, this time we're not going back. I'm taking you to a man village.
But why?
Because Shere Khan has returned to this part of the jungle. And he has sworn to kill you.
Kill me? But why would he want to do that?
He hates man. And Shere Khan is not going to allow you to grow up to become a man. Just another hunter with a gun?
We'll just explain to him that I'd never do a thing like that.
Nonsense. No one explains anything to Shere Khan.
Well, maybe so. But I'm not afraid. And besides,
that's enough. We'll spend the night here. Things will look better in the morning. Man cub? Man cub! Now, come on, up this tree. You're safer up there.
I don't want to go back to the man village.
Go on, up you go.
That one way up there?
That's right. Is that all the better you can climb?
It's too big around. And besides, I don't have any claws.
Now, get some sleep. We've got a long journey ahead of us tomorrow.
I want to stay in the jungle.
Huh? You wouldn't last one day.
I'm not afraid. I can look out for myself.
Say now, what have we here? Oh, it's a man cub. A delicious man cub.
Oh, go away and leave me alone.
Oh, that's just what I should do, but I'm not. Oh, now, please go to sleep, man cub.
Yes, man cub. Please go to sleep. Please go to sleep. Sleep, little man cub. Rest in peace. Please.
Bagheera.
Now, there's no use arguing anymore. Now, no more talk till the morning.
He won't be here in the morning.
Hmm? No, yes, he will. I... Car! Hold it, car!
My sinus. You have just made a serious mistake, my friend. A very stupid...
No, car, I was...
Mistake. Look me in the eye when I'm speaking to you.
Please, car.
Both eyes, if you please. You have just sealed your doom.
Look, Bagheera. Look, Bagheera. Wake up, Bagheera.
Just you wait till I get you in my coils.
Bagheera, he's got a knot in his tail.
He's got a knot in his tail. This is going to slow down my slithering.
So you can look out for yourself, can you? So you want to stay in the jungle, do you?
Yes, I want to stay in the jungle.
Now, for the last time, go to sleep. A man cub. Patrol again.
Company! Shut up!
Oh, the aim of our patrol
is a question rather droll.
For to march and drill over field and hill
is a military goal.
Is a military goal. Hut, two, three, four, dress it up. Two, three, four, by the ranks or single. And crush through the underbrush.
In the military style.
In the military style.
Hello. What are you doing?
Shh. Drilling.
Can I do it too?
Sure. Just do what I do. But don't talk in ranks. It's against regulations.
Feet are killing me.
I'm putting in for a transfer to another herd.
Silence in the ranks!
Dress up that line!
Pull it in, Winifred.
Inspection! Halt!
Stick your nose out. Like this? That's right.
Dusty muzzle. Soldier, remember in battle that trunk can save your life. Take good care of it, my man.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Carry on. Let's have a little more spit and polish on those bayonets.
Yes, sir.
Espinagore! That's the way I earned my commission in the Maharaja's 5th Packet Air Brigade. Back in 88, it was, what was it?
Here it comes. The Victoria Cross bit again.
It was then I received the Victoria Cross for bravery above and beyond the call of duty. Ha ha! Those were the days. Discipline. Discipline was the thing. Built character. All that sort of thing, you know. Where was I? Oh, yes, Inspector. Well, very good. Wipe off that silly grin, soldier. This is the army. Eyes front. Lieutenant, that haircut is not regulation. Rather on the gaudy side, don't you think? There, that's better. And as for you... Oh, there you are. Let's keep those heels together, shall we, son?
Okay, Pop. Sir.
Yes, now that's better. Well, new recruit, eh? I say, what happened to your trunk?
Hey, stop that!
A man cub! Oh, this is treason! Sabotage! I'll have no man cub in my jungle!
It's not your jungle!
Hold it! Hold it! I can explain, Hattie. Colonel Hattie, if you please, sir. Oh, yes, yes. Colonel Hattie. The man cub is with me. I'm taking him back to the man village. To stay? You have the word of Bagheera. Good. And remember, an elephant never forgets. I don't know what the army's coming to these days. These young whippersnappers, they are. Let's get on with it. Right face! Forward! March!
Dear, haven't you forgotten something?
Nonsense, Winifred, old girl. An elephant never forgets.
Well, you just forgot our son.
Son! Son! Oh, yes, 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 quite right. To the rear march!
When I grow up, I'm going to be a colonel, just like my...
If I told you once, I've told you 1,000 times.
Pop, look out! Gee, Pop, you forgot to say halt.
And he said an elephant never forgets.
It's not funny. Now let's get out of here quick before anything else happens.
Bagheera, where are we going?
You're going back to the man village right now.
I'm not going.
Oh, yes, you are.
I'm staying right here.
You're going if I have to drag you every step of the way. Let go, you...
Let go of me!
Oh, that does it. I've had it, man cub. From now on your own. Alone.
Don't worry about me.
Foolish man cub.
Well, it's a doobity-doo. Yes, it's a doobity-doo. I mean a dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dee-doo. And with... Well, now. Ha-ha. What have we here? Hey. What a funny little bit of a... Oh.
Go away.
Oh, boy, I've seen everything in these woods. Ooh, what have I run on? What a pretty thing this is.
Leave me alone.
Well, now, that's pretty big talk, little britches.
I'm big enough.
Pitiful. Hey, kid, you need help. And old Baloo's going to learn you to fight like a bear. Now, come on, I'm going to show you. All right, now, kid, loosen up. Get real loose and then start to weave. Weave a little. Now move. That's it. Now give me a big bear growl. Scare me. Oh, boy. I'm talking about like a big bear.
He's in trouble.
I shouldn't have left him alone.
Right from your toes.
How's that?
Yeah, you're getting a kid.
Oh, no. It's Baloo.
That shiftless, stupid jungle bum.
Weave about now. Look for an opening. Keep moving. Keep... Yeah, you're getting a kid. Come on, that's it. He's a dandy.
Fine teacher you are, old Iron Paws.
Oh, thanks, Bagheera.
Tell me, after you knock your pupil senseless, how'd you expect him to remember the lesson,
Well, I didn't mean to lay it on him, so
I'm not hurt. I'm all right. I'm a lot tougher than some people think.
You better believe it. Now, let's go once more. Now, I want you to keep circling or I'm going to knock your roof in again. You better keep moving. Ooh. Hey, right on the button. No. Now you're tickling. No, we don't do that here. No, you're tickling. I can't stand that tickling. Help, Bagheera!
Oh, boy, that's all he needs, more confidence.
I give up, I told you. Hey, you know something? You're all right, kid. What do they call you?
Mowgli. And he's going back to the man village right now.
Man village? They'll ruin him. They'll make a man out of him.
Oh, Baloo, I want to stay here with you.
Certainly you do.
Oh? And just how do you think he will survive?
How do you think he... What do you mean, how do you think he... He's with me, ain't he? And I'll learn him all I know.
Well, that shouldn't take too long.
Look, now it's like this, little britches. All you gotta do is look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities or Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities of life. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be found of my big home. The bees are buzzing in the tree to make some honey just for me. When you look under the rocks and plants and take a glance at the fancy ants, then maybe try a few.
You eat ants?
You better believe it. And you're gonna love the way they tickle.
Mowgli, look out!
The bare necessities of life will come to you.
But where?
They'll come to you. Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the
bare necessities. That's why a bear can rest at ease with just the bare necessities of life. Now, when you pick a pawpaw or a prickly pear,
ow!
And you prick a raw paw, well, next time, beware. Don't pick the prickly pear by the paw. When you pick a pear, try to use the claw. But you don't need to use the claw when you pick a pear of the big paw paw. Have I given you a clue?
Golly, thanks, Blue.
Paw paw. Of all the silly gibberish.
Come on, Baggy, get with the beat. The bare necessities of life will come to you.
They'll come to me.
They'll come to you. How about scratching that old left shoulder while you're up there, Mowgli? No, just a hair lower. There. Right there. That's it. Oh, this is beautiful. That's good. Kid, we've got to get to a tree. This calls for some big scratching.
You're lots of fun, Blue.
Right on it. Yeah. That's delicious. Oh. Oh, just a little bit. Oh, man, this is really living. So just try and relax. Yeah. Cool it. Fall apart in my backyard. Because let me tell you something, little britches. If you act like that bee acts, you're working too hard. And don't spend your time looking around for something you want that can't be found. When you find out you can live without it and go along not thinking about it, I'll tell you something true. The bare necessities of life will come to you.
I give up. Well, I hope his luck holds out.
Mowgli, how about you, Sam?
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife.
Yeah,
I mean the bare necessities. That's why a bear can rest at ease with just the bare necessities of life. Yeah, with just the bare necessities of life.
Yeah,
beautiful. That's real jungle harmony.
I like being a bear.
That's my boy. And you're gonna make one swell bear. Why, you even sing like one. Hey, Mowgli. How about you flicking that old mean fly off of your Papa Bear's nose? Ouch! Boy, when you flick a fly, you really... Why, you flat-nosed, little-eyed, flaky creep!
Hey, let go of me!
Take your flea-picking hands off of my car!
Come on and get him, champ!
He ain't no champ, he's a chump! Yeah, a big hothead.
Okay, you guys asked for it.
Cool him off.
Give me back my man cub.
Here he is. Come and get him. That's how a bear can rest at ease.
Here's some bear necessities.
Now just try that again, you.
What's that you hit him with, son?
That was a bare necessity.
Look, Monk, you turn him loose or I'll jerk a knot in your tail.
We give up. Here he comes. Whoa. Whoa. Catch me.
Hello. Back up. Faster, faster, faster.
Our old bear gathers no hair. Hello. Help me.
Bagheera!
Bagheera!
Well, it's happened.
Took a little longer than I thought, but it happened. Bagheera!
Oh, you heard me, huh?
Mowgli! Mowgli!
All right, what happened? Where's Mowgli?
They ambushed me. Thousands of them. I jabbed with my left, then I swung with a right, and then I let...
Oh, for the last time! What happened to Mowgli?
Like I told you, them mangy monkeys carried him off.
The ancient ruins. Oh, I hate to think what will happen when he meets that king of theirs.
Diddly-o-zing boing. Scabby-doo-hoopy-dee-zee-boo-doo-zab-diddly-o-dee-dee-moy. Wanna be a man, one, one, lorang, warang, you dang, you dang.
We got him, King Louie!
Yeah, man, we got him, we got him!
So you're the man cub. Crazy.
I'm not as crazy as you are. Put me down! You cut that out!
Cool it, boy. Unwind yourself. Now, come on. Let's shake, cousin.
What do you want me for?
Word has grabbed my royal ear. Have a banana. Now, you want to stay in the jungle.
Stay in the jungle? I sure do.
Good. And old King Louie, that's me, can fix it for you. Have two bananas. Have we got a deal?
Yes, sir. I'll do anything to stay in the jungle.
Well, then, I'll lay it on the line for you. Now, I'm the king of the swingers, oh, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I want to be a man cub, and stroll right into town. And be just like the other men. I'm tired of mugging around. Oh, ooby-doo. I want to be like you. I want to walk like you. Talk like you. You see it's true. An ape like me. Can't learn to be human too.
What?
Part of the deal, cuz. Lay the secret on me of man's red fire.
But I don't know how to make fire.
Now, don't try to kid me, man cub. I made a deal with you. What I desire is man's red fire to make my dream come true. Now, give me the secret, man cub. Come on, clue me what to do. Give me the power of man's red flower so I can be like you.
Fire. That's what that scoundrel's after.
I'll tear him limb from limb. I'll beat him. I'll... Yeah. Well, man, what a beat.
Will you stop that silly beat business and listen? This will take brains, not brawn.
You better believe it, and I'm loaded with both.
Will you listen?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now, while you create a disturbance, I'll rescue Mowgli. Got that?
I'm gone, man. Solid gone.
Not yet, Baloo!
Hey! The
is up on Roni. Have to be blada da da non. And maybe that do sabba do the day do bob the boob the days of bones of up on Bobby.
Abba do dee.
Will a reap on Naza.
Ebba da ba doi.
Will a la ba zini.
Waddle a butt, woodle a butt.
Steeple a do de.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Will a ha 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 ha. Get mad, baby.
Paddle out, la la la.
Hot la da la do do de.
Hot la do dee loot.
Do 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 da 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 da.
Doodle da, doodle da.
Steeple da da ha ba da.
I wanna be like you.
It's Baloo the bear.
Yeah, that's him.
I don't swear get in there.
Baloo, it's you.
That's what I call a swinging party.
And furthermore, Mowgli seems to have man's ability to get into trouble. And your influence hasn't been exactly...
Shh. Keep it down. You're going to wake up little buddy.
Duh.
Well, he's had a big day. It was a real socceroo. You know, it ain't easy learning to be like me.
Duh. A disgraceful performance. Associating with those undesirable scatterbrained apes. I hope Mowgli learned something from that experience.
Ha ha! That's my boy.
No, nonsense. Baloo. They're over here. I'd like to have a word with you.
A word? You gonna talk some more? All right, what's up, Bagheera?
Baloo, the man cub must go back to the man village. The jungle is not the place for him.
I grew up in the jungle. Take a look at me.
Yes, just look at yourself. Look at that eye.
Yeah. It's beautiful, ain't it?
No, frankly, you're a disreputable sight.
Well, you don't look exactly like a basket of fruit yourself.
Oh. Yeah. Baloo, you can't adopt Mowgli as your son.
Why not?
How can I put it? Baloo, birds of a feather should flock together. You wouldn't marry a panther, would you?
I don't know. Come to think of it, no panther ever asked me.
Oh, Baloo, you've got to be serious about this.
Oh, stop worrying, Baggy. Stop worrying. I'll take care of him.
Yes, like you did when the monkeys kidnapped him, huh?
Can a guy make one mistake?
Not in the jungle. And another thing. Sooner or later, Mowgli will meet Shere Khan.
The tiger? What's he got against the kid?
He hates man with a vengeance. You know that. Because he fears man's gun and man's fire.
But little Mowgli don't have those things.
Shere Khan won't wait until he does. He'll get Mowgli while he's young and helpless. Just one swipe and...
Oh. Well, what are we going to do?
We'll do what's best for the boy.
You better believe it. You name it and I'll do it.
Good. Then make Mowgli go to the man village.
Are you out of your mind? I promised him he could stay here in the jungle with me.
Well, that's just the point. As long as he remains with you, he's in danger. So it's up to you.
Why me?
Because he won't listen to me.
But I love that kid. I love him like he was my own cub.
Then think of what's best for Mowgli and not yourself.
Well, can't I wait until morning?
It's morning now. Go on,
Baloo. Oh, boy. Mowgli. It's time to get up.
Oh, hi, Baloo.
Hi. Hey, rub that old sleep out of your eyes. You and me, we got a long walk ahead of us.
Swell. Gee, we'll have lots of fun together.
Sure, yeah. Yeah. All right, let's hit the trail, kid. See you around, Bagheera.
Well, goodbye, Bagheera. Me and Baloo, we've got things to do.
Goodbye, man cub. And good luck.
Come on, Baloo. All we gotta do is look for the bear necessities, some good old bear necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bear necessities. That's why a bear can rest at ease with just the bare necessities of life. Yeah, I'll live here in the jungle all my life. Yeah, man, I like being a bear. Where are we going, Baloo?
Well, it's sort of new and,
Oh, I don't care, as long as I'm with you.
Mowgli, look, buddy, there's something I gotta tell you.
Tell me what, Baloo?
Now, how did old Baggy put it? Mowgli? Now, you wouldn't marry a panther, would you?
Gee, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Mowgli, don't you realize that you're a human?
I'm not anymore, Baloo. I'm a bear like you.
Little buddy, look, listen to me.
Come on, Baloo.
Now, Mowgli, stop it now. Now, hold still. I want to tell you something. Now, listen to me.
What's the matter, old Papa Bear?
Look, Mowgli, I've been trying to tell you. I've been trying all morning to tell you. I've got to take you back to the man village.
The man village?
Now, look, kid, I can explain.
But you said we were partners.
Now, believe me, kid,
You're just like old Bagheera.
Now, just a minute. That's going too far. Hey, Mowgli, where are you going? Wait a minute. Stop. Let's go, Baloo! Mowgli! 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 Mowgli!
Now what's happened?
Well, you're not going to believe me, Bagheera, but look. Now, I used the same words you did, and he ran out on me.
Well, don't just stand there. Let's separate. We've got to find him.
Oh, if anything happens to that little guy, I'll never forgive myself. I gotta find him. Mowgli! Mowgli!
That ridiculous Colonel Harthy.
Company! Surround!
Oh, we march from here to there.
And it doesn't matter where.
You can hear us push through the deepest bush.
Up, two, three, four. With a military air.
With a military air.
The Jungle Patrol.
We're a crackerjack brigade. On a factory dirt parade. But we'd rather stroll to a water hole.
Ha! Two, three, four.
For a furlough in the shade.
Stop! Wait a minute. Halt!
Oh! Oh!
Who said halt? I give the commands around here. I'll speak up. Who was it?
No, it was me, Colonel.
What do you mean, sir? Taking over my command. Highly irregular, you know.
Oh, Colonel, I'm sorry, but I need your help.
Don't absolutely impossible. We're on a cross-country march.
But it's an emergency, Colonel. The man cub must be found.
Man cub? What man cub?
How interesting.
The one I was taking to the man village.
Good. That's where he belongs. And now, sir, if you don't mind, we'd like to get on with the march.
No. You don't understand, Hardy. He is lost. He ran away.
How delightful.
Well, it serves a young whippersnapper right.
But Shere Khan, the tiger, he's sure to pick up the man cub's trail.
Shere Khan, nonsense, old boy. Shere Khan is within miles of here. Oh, sorry, Bagheera. Fortunes of war and all that sort of thing, you know.
This has gone far enough. Far enough. Now, just a minute, you pompous old windbag.
Winifred, what are you doing out of ranks?
Never mind. How would you like to have our boy lost and alone in the jungle?
Our son alone? But, Winifred, old girl, that's an entirely different matter. Different, entirely.
That little boy is no different than our own son. Now you help find him, or I'm taking over command.
What? A female leading my herd? Utterly preposterous.
Pop, the man cub and I are friends. He'll get hurt if we don't find him. Please, Pop, sir, please.
Now, don't you worry, son. Your father had a plan in mind all the time.
Sure you did.
Troopers! Company! Left face! Volunteers for a special mission will step one pace forward. That's what I like to see. Devotion to duty. Now, you volunteers will find the lost man cub.
Oh, thank you, Colonel. Now, there's no time to lose.
Yeah. Well, bugler, when the man cub is sighted, you will sound your trumpet 3 times.
Yes, sir.
Ouch! Not now, soldier.
Sorry, sir.
Lieutenant, our strategy shall be the element of surprise. You will take one squad and cover the right flank.
Yes, sir.
And I shall lead the other squad on the left flank.
element of surprise? I say. And now for my rendezvous with the little lost man cub.
Yes, man cub. So nice to see you again.
Oh, go away. Leave me alone.
Let me look at you. You don't want me to look at you? Then you look at me.
No, sir. I know what you're trying to do, cop.
You do? You don't trust me.
No.
Then there's nothing I can do to help.
You want to help me?
Certainly. I can see to it that you never have to leave this jungle.
How could you do that?
Oh, I have my own subtle little ways. But first, you must trust me.
I don't trust anyone anymore.
I don't blame you. I'm not like those so-called fair-weather friends of yours. You can believe in me. Trust in me. Just in me. Shut your eyes. Trust in me. Hold still, please. You can sleep safe and sound, knowing I am around. Slip into silent slumber. Sail on a silver mist. Slowly and surely your senses will cease to resist. You're snoring.
Sorry.
Trust in me, and just in me. Trust in me. Oh, now what? I'll be right down. Yes, yes. Who is it?
It's me, Shere Khan. I'd like a word with you, if you don't mind.
Shere Khan. What a surprise.
Yes, isn't it? I just dropped by. Forgive me if I've interrupted anything.
Oh, no, nothing at all.
I thought perhaps you were entertaining someone up there in your coils.
Coils? Someone? Oh, no. I was just curling up for my siesta.
But you were singing to someone. Who is it, Carr?
No. Well, I was just singing to myself.
Indeed.
Yes. Yes. You see, I have trouble with my sinuses.
What a pity.
Oh, you have no idea. It's simply terrible. I can't eat. I can't sleep. So I sing myself to sleep. You know, self-hypnosis.
Let me show you how it works. A trust in me.
No, I can't be bothered with that. I have no time for that sort of nonsense.
Some other time, perhaps.
Perhaps. But at the moment, I'm searching for a man cub.
Man cub? What man cub?
The one who's lost. Now, where do you suppose he could be?
Search me.
That's an excellent idea. I'm sure you wouldn't mind showing me your coils, would you, Carl?
Certainly not. Nothing here, and nothing in here. My sinuses.
Indeed. And now, how about the middle?
The middle? Oh, the middle. Absolutely nothing in the middle.
Really? Well, if you do just happen to see the man cub, you will inform me first. Understand?
I get the point. Cross my heart, hope to die.
Good show. And now I must continue my search for the helpless little lad.
Oh, who does he think he's fooling? The helpless little lad. Oh, he gives me the shivers. Picking on that poor little helpless boy. Oh, yes. Poor little helpless boy.
You told me a lie, Carr. You said I could trust you.
It's like you said. You can't trust anyone. I never see that skinny little shrimp again. It will be too soon. Ooh, my sacriliac.
Flaps, what are we gonna do?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
I've got it. Let's flap over the east side of the jungle. They've always got a bit of action, a bit of a swinging scene, all right?
Ah, come off it. Things are right and dead all over.
You mean you wish they were?
Very funny.
Okay. So what we're gonna do?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
Look, Flaps, first I say what we're going to do. Then you say, I don't know, what do you want to do? Then I say what we're going to do, you say what you want to do, what we're going to do, what you want. Let's do something.
Okay, what do you want to do?
Blimey, there you go again, the same notes again.
I've got it. This time I've really got it.
So you've got it. So what we're going to do?
Hold it, lads. Look, look what's coming our way.
Hey, what in the world is that?
What a crazy looking bunch of them.
Yeah, and they're all walking about by themselves.
So what we're gonna do?
I don't know. Hey, now don't start that again.
Come on, lads, come on. Let's have some fun with this little fella. This little blokey.
Blimey, he's got legs like a stork, he has.
Like a stork?
but he ain't got no feathers, he ain't.
Go ahead. Laugh. I don't care.
What's wrong with him?
I think we overdid it.
We were just having a bit of fun, that's all.
Oh, just look at him. What a poor little fella. You know, he must be down on his luck.
Yeah, or he wouldn't be in our neighborhood.
Hey, new kid, wait a minute. Hey!
Just leave me alone.
Oh, come on, what's wrong? You know, you look like you haven't got a friend in the world.
I haven't.
Haven't you got a mother or a father?
No, nobody wants me around.
Yeah, we know how you feel.
Nobody wants us around either.
We may look a bit shabby, but we've got hearts.
And feelings, too.
And just to prove it to you, we're going to let you join our little group.
Kid, we'd like to make you an honorary vulture.
Thanks, but I'd rather be on my own alone.
Oh, now look, kid. Everybody's got to have friends. Hey, Phyllis, are we his friends?
We're your friends. We're your friends. We're your friends to the bitter end.
The bitter end.
When you're alone.
When you're alone.
Who comes around?
Who comes around?
To pluck you up.
Give us a smile.
When you are down.
When you are down.
And when you're
outside looking in, who's there to open the door?
Come on, kid, we need a tenor.
What friends are for.
Who's always eager to extend a friendly what friends are for. And when you're lost in dire need, who's at your side at lightning speed? We're friends with every creature coming down the pike. In fact, we've never met an animal we didn't like.
You take it, kid.
Didn't like.
So you can see we're friends. We're friends in need, and friends indeed.
Friends,
friends indeed.
Friends indeed.
Whoop, whoop. Now, you need steady, steady.
Watch it forevermore.
That's what friends are for.
Bravo. Bravo. An extraordinary performance. And thank you for detaining my victim.
Don't mention it, Your Highness.
Boo!
Let's get out of here.
Get me wrong, gangway! Run, friend, run!
Run? Why should I run?
Why should you run? Could it be possible that you don't know who I am?
I know you all right. You're Shere Khan.
Precisely. Then you should also know that everyone runs from Shere Khan.
You don't scare me. I won't run from anyone.
Ah, you have spirit for one so small. And such spirit is deserving of a sporting chance. Now, I'm going to close my eyes and count to 10. It makes the chase more interesting. For me. 1... 2, 3, 4. You're trying my patience. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Run, Mowgli, run!
Let go!
You big oaf! Please!
And he'd better hang on, too.
Go! Take down, you big bully!
Let
him have it again, kid. Hit him again, kid. Go on.
Somebody do something with that kid.
Come on, Lynch. He's safe now. You can let go, Baloo.
Are you kidding? There's teeth in the other end.
I'll kill you for this.
Let go! Baloo needs help!
Fire! That's the only thing old Stripes is afraid of. You get the fire, we'll do the rest. Charge! Better punch and blow!
Stay out of this, you mangy fools!
Yeah! Miss me a mile in there! Yeah! Who's breaking whiskers? He's a bloomin' pussycat, he is!
Look behind you, chum!
L Stripes took off like a flaming comet, idiot.
Well, come on, let's go and congratulate our friend.
Hold it, fellas. Now's not the time for it. Look.
Baloo? Baloo, get up. Oh, please get up.
Oh. Mowgli, try to understand.
Bagheera, what's the matter with him?
You've got to be brave, like Baloo was.
You don't mean... Oh, no. Baloo...
Now, I know how you feel. But you must remember, Mowgli, greater love hath no one than he who lays down his life for his friend. When great deeds are remembered in this jungle, one name will stand above all others. Our friend, Baloo the Bear.
He's cracking me up.
The memory of Baloo's sacrifice and bravery will forever be engraved on our saddened hearts.
Beautiful.
This spot where Baloo fell will always be a hallowed place in the jungle. For there lies one of nature's noblest creatures.
I wish my mother could have heard this.
It's best we leave now. Come along, man cub.
Hey, don't stop now, Baggy. You're doing great. There's more, lots more.
Why, you big fraud? You four-flasher! I'm fed up!
Baloo, you're all right.
Who, me? Sure I am. Never felt better.
You sure had us worried.
I was just taking five. You know, playing it cool. Yeah, but he was too easy.
Good old Papa Bear.
It's going to be a bit dull without the little bloke, isn't it?
Yeah. So what we're going to do?
I don't know. Hey, now don't start that again.
Hey, Peggy. Too bad you missed the action. You should have seen how I made a sucker out of old Stripes with that left up in his face. Boom, boom, I was giving him whang. You want to know something? We're good sparring partners.
You'd better believe it.
Yes, sir. Nothing or nobody is ever going to come between us again.
My own home. What's that?
Oh, it's the man village.
No, I mean that.
Forget about those. They ain't nothing but trouble.
Just a minute. I've never seen one before.
So you've seen one. So let's go.
I'll be right back. I want a better look.
Mowgli, wait a minute.
Baloo, let him have a better look.
Hunting in the forest, father's cooking in the home. I must go to fetch the water till the day that I am grown. Till I'm grown, till I'm grown. I must go to fetch the water till the day that I am grown.
Did that on purpose.
Obviously.
He's hooked.
It was inevitable, Baloo. The boy couldn't help himself. It was bound to happen. Mowgli is where he belongs now.
Yeah. I guess you're right. But I still think he'd have made one swell bear. Well, come on, Baggy Buddy. Let's get back to where we belong and get with the beat. Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities.
Forget about your worries and your strife.
I mean the bare necessities, all Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities of life.